Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Conversations with Steven. Thank you very much for deciding to listen. Today we are going to be speaking on overcoming self, and it's going to be very enlightening. Today we have someone, I'm not going to be alone today, I have a guest. His name is Osinachi Mba. Osinachi is currently a PhD student at Eastern Mediterranean University, Cyprus. And he completed his bachelor and master's degree from the same university. It's a very huge honor to have Osinachi here with us, who graduated as the valedictorian of the Balef High School Port Harcourt campus in 2016. Osinachi, thank you very much, and you're welcome to Conversations with Steve.
Thank you too. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
Nice. Okay, so today we are talking about overcoming self, and I will do more of listening today. So Osinachi, I think this is when you just start speaking. So firstly, I'll allow you to speak broadly on the topic, and then if I have some questions, I can ask you. So when we talk about overcoming self, so how do you see that topic? Like, what can you say? What can you share with us based on your current understanding of that phrase? Yeah, overcoming self. Thank you.
Okay, overcoming self. When you look at the word self, you can say, okay, self is me. Self is me, which we can also extend to say the flesh, because as humans, basically our everyday life, what we are trying to satisfy is the flesh. We have a lot of emotions and feelings that we as humans that show up at different points in our life, at different situations, different instances. A lot of things come up from within us. And what we are always trying to do is to satisfy ourselves, which is the flesh. Okay, what are the things that emotions and some other things that come up? For example, hunger. Our self gets hungry. And when our self gets hungry, you have to satisfy that hunger by giving it food. And there are other forms of emotions that come up as a result of situations or instances that happen around us. For example, you can look at anger. So when if someone does something that hurts us, the emotion that comes up with quickly is that expression of anger or annoyance. At least we consciously, unconsciously, involuntarily see ourselves expressing such type of expressions and emotions from within us, just to satisfy or show the fact that, okay, we are not happy of this thing that has happened to us. So at different points in time, we will always want to satisfy our flesh, ourself. Another thing is ego. Mainly we understand that, okay, men naturally we has that ego, and they would not want something to hurt that ego. So they will have to do whatever they can to ensure that they keep the ego high and nothing or no one hurts that ego. So at different points in time, we always want to satisfy ourselves, which is the flesh. And now, looking at the flesh, as Christians, we understand that our main focus in life, at our everyday life, at everything we do, whatever we say, our conduct, our conversation, our character, whatever we do, we know that our main focus is to do the will of God, to do the will of our Father which is in heaven. And doing the will of the Father which is in heaven ensures that we don't walk by the flesh, but we walk by the Spirit, we walk by the Spirit of God. And this brings a battle between the flesh and the Spirit. There's always a constant battle between the flesh and the Spirit. The flesh wants to be satisfied by some things. The Spirit wants to be satisfied by some other things which the flesh will not be comfortable with. And because of that, the flesh tries to draw us away from doing the will of the Father, of our God, which is in heaven. And the Spirit will always want to draw us towards doing the will of our Father, which is in heaven. And every day as Christians, we always face that battle. We always face that battle. Okay, and if we are going to do the will of the Father, which is in heaven, it means that we are going to have to starve our flesh of some satisfactions it needs. We are going to starve our flesh of some satisfactions it needs. And it means that as believers, we have to subdue ourselves, as Paul said, put ourselves under subjection, mortify the flesh. We have to mortify the flesh, put ourselves under subjection. We have to ensure that the things that the flesh wants to be satisfied with, of which we know when we cross-check through the Word of God, those things are going to go against the will of God. We have to ensure that we don't give place for the flesh to have its room. We don't give place for the flesh to be satisfied with such things. For example, as young adults, we are always drawn into sensual lust. And this is one of the things that the flesh wants to be satisfied with, sensual lust. Lusting after the opposite gender. And also not just sensual lust, there are other type of lust, like lusting after money. Yes, it's not a bad thing to have money, but then the flesh, we want to be satisfied with so much money. And then it now makes a man begins to lust after money. And when one begins to lust after money, it means that his full attention, his full focus, his mindset, whether he's sleeping or awake, wherever he's going, is on how to get money, on how to get money. And when the man is drawn towards how to get money, it means that he does not care what path it takes or what route it takes in order to get that money. If it gets to the point of even killing someone, because he wants to satisfy the flesh, which is lusting after money. He wants to satisfy his flesh, which is lusting after money. Now, it's not wrong to have money. It's not wrong to have enough money. But when a man begins to be drawn away by the lust of the flesh, lusting after money, this is when the man begins to go against the will of God, as from the Bible. So for us as individuals and as Christians also, for us to be able to overcome self, which is overcoming the flesh. We have to ensure within the will of God, which is in heaven. We can see even from the Bible, the life that Jesus lives. I can see from, he said, my mission is to do the will of him that sent me. That was his only mission, to do the will of the Father that sent him. So as humans, as believers, as Christians in our everyday life, if you are going to be able to overcome the flesh, it means that the actions you are taking, the decisions you are making, the thoughts you are building up within yourself, we need to ensure that everything comes to us doing the will of God. Everything comes to us doing the will of God, which we can always see from the Bible. Which we can always see from the Bible.
Wow. Thank you very much, Chief. That was enlightening. Really enlightening. In summary, what I learned in summary so far is, firstly, naturally, we have normal human tendencies and tendencies of like getting angry. But there are also other tendencies which come due to our human nature, but are not really good, such as anger or lust. And as Christians, as children of God, as Christians, it is paramount that we work to see that we live by the Spirit of God and not by our feelings, not by the flesh. And you also mentioned towards the end of your introduction that to overcome it, we have to take deliberate steps, intentional actions to see that we walk to, we live to glorify God. So thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay, let's say we do, or someone does what you've proffered. By God's grace, they strive to live by the Spirit. Are there any benefits of being by the Spirit, or like what's the reason? Like, why do we have to overcome the flesh? Some of these thoughts or some of these feelings, they actually come naturally. We don't even ask for them. Okay, some people say they just feel like doing something. So, why then are we talking about overcoming this, overcoming ourselves or overcoming the flesh? Are there any benefits we gain if we, by God's grace, overcome the flesh or overcome ourselves?
Yes, there are a lot of benefits. The first thing one needs to understand that for every action, there is a consequence for that action. The reason why countries, organizations set rules and regulations is because they understand that we humans are always taking actions, and there are some consequences of those actions that we take that are not comfortable, that are not palatable. So they set up rules, they set up laws in order to try to control humans' actions and limit them from taking such actions. So as believers, there are benefits for us if we are able to control, overcome the flesh, overcome ourselves, live by the Spirit of God. First of all, we save ourselves from a lot of problems around us. We save ourselves from a lot of problems around us. For example, someone has a high temperament. The person has anger issues. The person is hot-tempered. And the person is able to have the Spirit of God within him in order to control that desire, which is anger. The person is saving himself from a lot of problems that will arise, because by the person living by the Spirit of God, you understand from the Bible, as the Bible says, as much as light within you, live peaceably with all men. Someone does something to him, the first thing he's supposed to do is to be angry. And that anger leads to him taking some actions. Probably those actions will hurt the person physically, may cause death, may cause a particular kind of injury that will lead to the person being handcuffed and sent to the court and sent to prison, or it can bring permanent damage to the life of the person is trying to hurt. By having the word of God within him, as much as light within you, live peaceably with all men. Through that word of God, he's able to console himself and withdraw himself from showing forth that excessive anger. And he's able to save himself from unforeseen problems that would have arisen if he was able to show for that hot temper and try to be so aggressive. So this is just an example. This is why as believers, we have to live by the Spirit of God. We have to be spirit controlled. You have to be spirit controlled because we cannot see the future and know what will be the consequence of the action we are taking or we are about to take or the decision we are making. And that is why we are serving a God who sees the future, who knows the future, and who knows everything that is to happen. And therefore, we need to follow by his lead. And following by his lead, we need to live by his spirit, being controlled by his spirit. And by being controlled by his spirit, we are saving ourselves from a lot of dangers that will happen around us when we are controlled by the Spirit of God. So there are benefits for us when we live by the Spirit of God and we're able to control ourselves, subdue our flesh, and ensure that we are living according to God's will.
Okay, thank you very much, Osinachi. I just have one final question before we go to conclusions. And that's, what if someone decides not to overcome themselves? Okay, what if someone says, I believe that my feelings are a true depiction of what I need, and I believe that if I feel a certain way, I have to meet those feelings. Okay, so I don't care about overcoming myself. I don't care about self-control. I don't care about living by some rules. Are there any negative repercussions for not, in quotes, overcoming ourselves? Thank you.
Okay, if someone decides not to overcome the flesh, overcome self, if someone decides that, okay, whatever his heart desires, he must get it by all means, person should also be willing to accept whatever consequence that comes. The person must be willing to accept it. One thing about humans is we want to take actions, but we don't want to associate ourselves with the consequences. We are going to look for any ways to cut off ourselves from the consequences that will come up. But then we still want to take those actions. We still want to ensure that our ego is satisfied, our self, our flesh is satisfied, that we do what will want to do. Good enough. You can do what you want to do, but you should understand that every action has a consequence. You should be ready to associate yourself with the consequences that comes whenever you decide to take any action that will satisfy the flesh and we allow your flesh to be much more comfortable and happy. You should be able to associate yourself with the consequences and bear it. For every action, there is also always a consequence. So there are dangers if we try to allow our flesh to have its own will. If we try to allow our flesh to control every aspect of our life. Funny enough, we can't tell of the exact consequence that will come. But that's why we, as believers, we need to live by the Spirit of God. For example, someone who is joining some of his friends into hard drugs and into cocaine, and he feels that anyway we can pay off the agencies that are in charge of monitoring or controlling people and ensuring that people are not associated with hard drugs. The time may come, probably the person may be in a particular place where he hears that the police is coming after him. And then the person begins to find a way to run away. And probably in the process of running away, he's shot and killed. Or in the process of running away, he falls from a fence or somewhere and he kills himself. This is a consequence that he didn't perceive. He cannot even predict. He didn't perceive. So it is important that we cannot tell of the consequence of our actions actually as humans. So that is why it's good that we are being led by the Spirit of God. Just as the Bible says, I have good thoughts concerning you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God knows the future. He has seen our life, and he has prepared a brighter future for us. All he wants us to do is just follow my path, just follow my will. And when we fail to follow the will of God, it's me. What we are saying is, God, I'm not interested in the bright future you have for me. I'm not interested in what you have planned for me. I just want to go my own way. And as the Bible says, the broad way leads to destruction. So whenever a man decides to go his own way, do whatever the flesh tells him to do, well, at the end of the day, there is destruction awaiting at the end.
Thank you so much, Osinachi, once more. Really grateful. That was very insightful, and it is a blessing to hear from you. With that, we have come to the end of this episode. To conclude the episode, I'm going to invite our listeners. You spoke about overcoming the flesh, and you mentioned that to overcome, we have to do it by the Spirit, and that's the Spirit of God. So I'm going to, after a while, I'm going to invite our listeners to accept Jesus into their lives if they haven't done that before. But before that, do you have any final thoughts?
My concluding thought is this life we are living is not our own. We didn't give ourselves life, and we cannot take our life from ourselves because we didn't give ourselves life. It is God that gave us the life. So if it's God that gave us the life to live, then there is a way he wants us to live this life he has given to us. And the devil is going about trying to take the life that God has given us to live. And we should not try in any way to have the devil have its way over our life. Because if the devil has his way over our life, he manipulates us to do all sorts of evil and tries to paint a false benefit, a false blessing unto us. And when we find ourselves ending up in the hands of the devil, we saw that the blessing that the devil was projecting for us was actually destruction. So the life we are living is not ours, given to us by God. We have to live the life the way God wants us to live that life.
Dear listener, Thank you for listening to this point. If you have not yet given your life to Jesus, I would like you to say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have done wrong in the past. I ask that you will forgive and cleanse me. I ask that you will save me from my sin. I pronounce that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. And therefore, I receive the grace and ability to live a life above sin, to live a life that will glorify God now and for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to congratulate you. You have made a very great choice if you've said this prayer. I want you to know that that choice is the first step to a life of unlimited exploits. If you say this prayer, please send me a message. I have a gift for you. I have something special to give to you. Send me a WhatsApp message if you like to send me a WhatsApp message, or if you like to write me via email, you can also do that. My email address is CWSTEPHEN2 and then figure 0. That's CWSTEPHEN20@gmail.com. So we have CWSTEPHEN2@gmail.com. My WhatsApp number is +90 533 856 2171. Thank you very much for listening.